Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for April 6th, 2018. In today's news, a lawsuit in New York City calls for ADA compliance. Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill reveal a remarkable design for a mixed-use tower in China. And a developer in Miami is still pursuing plans for a skyscraper.
Curbed New York reports Americans with Disabilities Act accessible elevators are among measures called for in a lawsuit filed by more than two dozen neighborhood associations and two disability rights groups over a plan to shut down one of the busiest train routes in New York City by April 2019. At issue is shutdown of the L train, with routes from Williamsburg to the west side of Manhattan to repair the train's tunnel under the East River. Naming the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, New York City Transit, New York Department of Transportation, and Federal Transportation Administration, the suit also alleges the government failed to conduct an environmental impact study and seeks to withhold government funding. The L train has approximately 400,000 daily riders.
Design Boom reports programmatic, structural, and environmental criteria drove the striking design by Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill for the Hangzhou Wangzhou Center, a 288-meter-tall, 54-story mixed-use tower set to be complete in 2021 in the heart of Hangzhou, China, host of the Asian Games in 2022. Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill observes structure, housing office, hotel, and retail space within its 125,000 square meters is adjacent to one of the city's new subway stations and signifies its future as a new global destination. Its distinctive rippling silhouette is the result of a structure that, quote, minimizes wind loads with eight mega columns that slope outward to create large, flexible floor plates.
The Next Miami reports 5 years after announcing a plan to build an 80-story mixed-use tower as part of the Brickell City Center development in Miami's financial district, Swire Properties has again filed the plan with the Federal Aviation Administration. The plan, filed on March 29th, is for a 1,040-foot-tall tower at 700 Brickell Avenue, identical to the previous one approved in June 2015 and granted an extension in late 2016. Since the approval expires in June 2018, the new filing indicates Swire still plans to build the tower, which will be one of the tallest in Florida.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.